This is 88.5 KNKX. A man charged with repeatedly raping an elementary school student in Seattle worked at eight other schools in the district. That brought him into contact with many children and raises questions about whether there are other victims. A nonprofit group in Portland aims to increase awareness about sexual assault and harassment in public schools and provide resources to families. The organization is called Stop Sexual Assault in Schools. 88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross spoke with the group's co-founder, Joel Levin. He started the group a few years ago with his wife after their daughter said she was assaulted on a Garfield High School trip.
Our daughter was raped by a classmate on an SPS field trip where students were allowed to go into each other's cabins. So there was inadequate adult supervision. And after we experienced this nightmare caused by this sexual assault and watched our child's life and education destroyed, we also heard from numerous families who had experienced similar things. And we wanted to spare them this kind of trauma. So we formed a nonprofit and spearheaded a movement to expose the widespread sexual harassment and assault in schools.
Well, Title IX is a federal statute that a lot of people have heard of related to universities and campus sexual assault, but it also has requirements related to public K-12 schools when it comes to harassment or sexual assault. Can you explain some of those?
Right. Well, Title IX is a civil rights law, and it requires schools that receive federal money to provide safe learning environments that are free from sexual discrimination. And sexual assault and harassment can be a type of discrimination based on gender when they prevent students from having the same educational opportunities as every other student. So schools have to proactively address sexual harassment and assault by having clear policies that they actually enforce. And they're also required to have a trained Title IX coordinator who handles these type of complaints and educates staff and investigates reports of sexual harassment.
What are some of the things that you think the district mishandled regarding your daughter's allegations of rape?
Well, I think they mishandled it really from the beginning. First of all, they didn't follow their own chaperoning policies that would have protected our daughter. They really didn't acknowledge her report of sexual assault, and despite of medical evidence and hearing from the perpetrator that she said to stop several times. And they failed to really uphold our daughter's Title IX rights because they were aware of retaliation taking place, but they didn't address it so that she could return to school. And basically, they didn't treat our family in a humane, respectful way. We were just treated like a problem that had to be managed.
What kind of advice do you have for parents who are worried that their child might have been assaulted in school?
Well, I think parents should learn about the many forms that sexual harassment and assault can take. And they begin as early as in elementary school. And these include cyber sexual harassment, dating violence, and in general, harassment and assault are underreported, and victims often fail to seek help. And we get calls from parents across the country, and sometimes I use the Seattle School District as a model for what communities can do to make change in their school district, because after this incident, there was a lot of community uproar, community activism, and it compelled the district to actually create a task force to come up with recommendations. And it did result in the district changing their sexual misconduct policies to be closer aligned to federal guidance. And it also tightened up their chaperoning policies on field trips. So the point is that community action can make a difference. And so that's what I would also recommend to parents, that it's not just enough to be aware that this is happening, but also take action and compel districts to become Title IX compliant and actually be proactive so it doesn't take one of these incidents to change policies for the better.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Ashley.
Joel Levin is co-founder of the nonprofit organization Stop Sexual Assault in Schools. He and his wife founded the group in 2015 to provide students and their families with information about their rights regarding sexual harassment in school. They've recently launched a Me Too K-12 social media campaign. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.
The Seattle School District reached a $700,000 settlement with Levin and his family in 2014. The district said in a statement that law enforcement agencies had not found conclusive evidence of a crime. But Seattle Public Schools said it's made a number of changes to ensure safety of students on field trips. The district also added a Title IX webpage with information about the law and how to file a complaint.